Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Happy, happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Oh, yeah. Bang it hard. We made it. Enjoy, enjoy. It's going to warm up. It's going to be an awesome day. It's going to be a beautiful day. Enjoy it, well, the best you can, all right? Hopefully you're not working too late, because the sun sets now at like 5 o'clock, so you're living in utter darkness.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, well, there's the light's coming out now, you know, starting to get light out.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of bed. Enjoy it on your way to work. All right. You heard about the 50-year mortgage, right? Trump kind of threw it out there, the idea of a 50-year mortgage. At first glance, outrageous and silly and doesn't make sense. Look into it a little deeper, you're like, well, as I think Greg said, better to pay a little extra in interest over the long term than to rent and have Zippo not at a show for it.
Yep.
So, point made there. But here's another idea.
Okay.
What about a portable mortgage? You take your mortgage with you, so to speak, which, well, like right now, there's people that have, you know, 3 or 4% loans,
right.
And what's the going rate is about 6-something.
So, like, you could take that to your next house. I like that.
The Trump administration is floating an idea that sounds intuitive to a lot of people, portable mortgages. The concept is that when you sell your house and buy a new one, you could transfer your existing mortgage, including your interest rate, to the new property. To many homeowners, this seems obvious. It's your loan. You've been making payments reliably. Why shouldn't you be able to take it with you when you move? But there's a reason this doesn't exist in the U.S. Mortgages are secured by specific properties.
Right.
The bank lent you the money to buy a particular house, and that house serves as collateral. If you default, they foreclose on that specific property.
Right.
The entire mortgage finance system, including the secondary market, where most mortgages are packaged and sold to investors, is built around this principle of specific collateral backing specific loans. Yeah,
I get that, but I don't care how you're selling. That part's not my problem. The fact that you're wheeling and dealing and selling these, you know, packages of mortgages. Who wants to get rid of the house that they're paying 3% on to go pay 7? That's why a lot of people aren't moving.
Well, and if people are out to, you know, fraudulently behave,
right?
I mean, that would be just like not making your mortgage payments and staying where you're at,
right,
and tearing the house apart, so there's no real collateral at the end of the day, and
right,
you owe money to the mortgage company. In other words, you know, look, you're either honorable, a person of integrity, you're going to make those payments, or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, things come up. You lose your job.
Sure.
You get sick. You know, the things that can happen where you're doing your best, but things out of control happen around you. You still would own some property. I mean, you are transferring the mortgage to something.
They would have to approve that change, which means
right,
they're approving and appraising the new property.
Hey, I'm buying a nicer house, a better house.
Sure.
Which I'll have,
say,
maybe even more equity in it, perhaps. FHFA Director Bill Pulte says Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are actively evaluating how to make this work. The pitch is straightforward. Millions of homeowners are locked into their current homes because they have a 3% mortgage from the pandemic era, and they don't want to sell and take out a new mortgage at 7%.
It's like they listened to what I said.
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Portable mortgages would let them keep their low rates when they move, unlocking the frozen housing market. No, it is true. I mean, people do. They look at it. They go, hey, honey, we're empty nesters now. Let's downsize. You know, our utility bills will be lower. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we'll purchase something a little newer and won't have to spend as much on repairs, whatever the case may be. But by the time they purchase that house and add in the additional payment that's higher because of the higher interest rate, they're like, no, wait a second. We moved to downsize, but our mortgage payment is the same or maybe slightly higher than it was.
Yeah.
We're paying more for less.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that I would. You can understand the thought process behind it all. Yeah. They've got an example. Say you own a $400,000 house with a $200,000 mortgage at 3%. You want to move to a different $400,000 house. Normally you sell for $400,000. The buyer's mortgage pays off your loan and you use the proceeds to buy the new house with the new mortgage at 7%. With portability, the buyer still pays off your old mortgage, but your lender immediately issues you a new $200,000 mortgage, because that's what you had,
right,
at 3%, secured by your new house.
All you're really doing is moving kind of the equity and the collateral, in a sense, right?
Really, all you're really moving, because it would be theoretically like a brand new loan. You're going to have to go through all the same steps, but they're saying that, hey, since you were locked in at 3% for this amount of money, we'll kind of continue with that agreement.
Which may keep you from going someplace else to look for your loan.
Well, that and, that's all the bank was going to get from you anyway if you stayed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and trust me, if there's a way to make some money off the deal, you know they will. That's closing cost and dog fees and whatever junk other crap fees they try to throw in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's worse than buying a car. So, yeah, they'll find a way to make money, and they will. Look, when they refinance your house when the rates drop, they still make money. Mm-hmm. You know what they do? Oh, and don't worry about the closing costs.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going away.
No.
They're just willing to wrap it up in the new loan.
Yeah.
So,
whenever you have, it's kind of like packaging when you buy something. You know, it's like, you know, less fat. And then you look at the asterisk, then our original thing.
Yeah.
Well, the whole no upfront fees, no out of pocket fees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that means you're not writing a check for it. It doesn't mean it's not in there.
Right.
You got words mean things.
And like they're doing you a huge favor, like, you know, and we're just going to wrap all this other stuff right up
like
in the
you
loan. Nice, neat package.
Yeah.
Which, hey, for most of us, that's better than trying to write additional checks at the time when you're taking on a newer home.
Yeah. I'll pay the $12 a month extra for the rest of my life.
You know? Even though technically on paper that doesn't always make sense, it is living in the real world.
Yeah.
Unless, as we've always said, you can get ahead of the game, which is not easy and takes a great deal of sacrifice in most cases to be able to do that. And we're fat, lazy Americans who don't really want to. So, well, I mean, you know, I'll sacrifice.
Mm.
I mean, I can go from 5 lattes, you know, a week to 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. My all-inclusive, you know, package with every single available channel, you know, I could cut back on a couple. I don't need National Geographic, I guess.
Not if you got good channels.
I could see, you know, and that'll save another $8 a month.
But yeah, Jen and I have had that conversation of someday not needing the house that we're in, but we've got kind of a loan that I think we are right at 4 or a tad under. And I'm looking going, yeah, you could go buy 2/3 the house, but by the time you raise the rates, what have you really accomplished?
And it also leads to, you know, another tentacle, which is, what kind of game is the Fed playing?
Oh, yeah.
They should be lowering the rates. All the numbers are in line
Bob,
to where
weren't
the rates
you listening? They, we heard on the news, they really want to.
They really want to.
But, you know, they're looking at the situation here. And yeah.
I really want to lose weight, but I will eat the two apple fritters if they're given to me today. So
see,
there you go.
See,
but I really want to.
Hypocrites. I meant them, not you.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm not a hypocrite. Yeah. I rationalize my behavior.
And I appreciate the way you do it. I've learned from you.
Yeah.
In that regard.
Someday there'll be something good I could teach you, I hope. That's my prayer. That's my mission. Good morning. Welcome. 716 on the Bob Rose Show. What's bugging you? There's got to be something that's irritating you. That's why you call in 877-975-9825 and get it off your chest. And it's all brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. What's bugging you? Next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. It is 7:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel a little bit better about it. Yep, it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. And Horse Sense, What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. This actually happened to me yesterday during What's Bugging You. I drive from Citra to Anthony every day to go to my farm to work. And there's a little road that goes from Spar to Anthony straight. It's a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit. And I was doing 55 miles an hour. And I get this young person in a new Bronco come running up to my rear end of and stayed on my bumper the whole way. And I'm doing 55 miles an hour. I'm saying, really, buddy? I say, either pass me or back up a little bit. I felt like jamming on my brakes, but, you know, I've never done that. And I had to make a right-hand turn then to turn down a side road. And you better believe I made that right-hand turn like an old granny, nice and slow, and made that turn. But that's ridiculous when they do that. They had plenty of time to pass me, you know? Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, sometimes you wonder, you know, like, is this person really paying attention? Do they realize, like, they are literally, like, sniffing, like, my rear end? And we're not dogs. We're automobiles, multi-thousands pounds, traveling down the road at, you know, 40, 50, 60 miles an hour. I don't know why people do that. I have the same thing. The speed limit just turns to 60 when I turn off on my road. And, you know, you can just tell that people like, we're just getting ready to go fast. We don't want to go slow now. Well, it's like, pal, I've got to make this turn. And there's no real way to do mine quick. It's because it's not a 90-degree angle. It's slightly less than that. So anyway, I think a lot of people can relate to what you're talking about. Good morning, Danny. What's bugging you?
Well, since we're speaking on traffic, that's what's bugging me. This same technician that works for Birdie Heating and Air every morning, backing up I-75 and 441, camping out in the left lane, going the speed limit or under, every time the semis are going faster than us in the right-hand lane on I-75. The guy refuses to move over. I've even showed his supervisor, well, tried to show his supervisor some dash cam videos, and he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to hear nothing about it. He said he didn't see no wrongdoing because his technician wasn't breaking the speed limit. Well, there is a law called impeding the flow of traffic, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, you can't camp in the they did that recently in Florida law. You can't sit in the left lane. The left lane is used for, you know, for passing, then you get over.
Yep.
No, the law is on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up, and then maybe you can present it in, you know, like an email or something like that, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Let's go to Warpy. What's bugging you?
Yeah, might as well beat a dead horse. I mean, really, the people, where did they get their license? They just sit in the left lane. I mean, you're watching these guys just sit in the left lane, the whole, like they could run the whole place. I'm on top of the hill. What the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it is frustrating.
It is.
And I've seen it more now than I ever have my whole life. And mm-hmm. I've been driving, you know, I do a lot of driving.
Oh, yeah.
And never seen it as bad as it is now. And trucks, I mean, if it's not illegal,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like there's some restrictions on the interstates, but right. If it's not, they cruise in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that seemed like it changed like during COVID. And who knows? Maybe they're all foreign drivers that got their CDL,
ooh,
you know, through the mail order from China.
That's another story.
I got my CDL through Temu. Or
for that matter, California.
Yeah, exactly. But there's tens of thousands that they've been busting.
Yep.
All right, Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. You covered it well yesterday, but what's bugging me is this whole Obamacare subsidies thing. If the government makes a program that automatically right out of the gates requires taxpayer-funded, i.e. you, me, and Greg are paying for it, subsidies, then it should not ought to exist. So these people just kind of, I understand the indigent and stuff. I have full sympathy for all of them. But there's so much fraud there that they kind of just need to cash out. And I think the program needs to be shut down. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, Medicare, Medicaid, I mean, it's all like subsidy based to some extent. So maybe things can be done better on the state level. Maybe it can be policed better so that you don't have as much of fraud and abuse in the system. Anything that's smaller, it would seem like theoretically would be better, easier to manage. Let's go to Ocala. Bill, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I get it with the traffic, but let me tell you, I just got back from Puerto Rico. Yo, go drive in Puerto Rico and you'll be like, these guys in America drive great. That's all I got to say.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of the world is like that. Oh, yeah.
So that's what we can do with everything. You go, oh.
Could be worse.
It's probably worse somewhere else.
Yeah, but we're here.
True.
And we have standards.
We do have a lot of first world issues, though.
Yeah, we do.
You know?
But that's why we live in the first world.
Yeah.
We don't want the issues.
No.
That's right.
No, we don't.
No.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Friday. Oh, don't forget, you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Another day in paradise. Here we are, my friend. 7:35, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, Kristi Noem. I think she got the idea from Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And, you know, because he was going to hand out bonus checks to the folks, the air traffic controllers. Kristi Noem, she's already handing them out to TSA agents.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of a here, hold my beer moment.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem handed out $10,000 bonus checks to TSA agents who exhibited exemplary service.
Wow. Nice.
You frisked over 150 people today. You're above quota.
There were no complaints.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you do it gently and nice, you'll never get a complaint.
That's right.
Wait, did I say that?
Out loud.
That sounded creepy.
It did.
So I take it back. Mm-hmm. Exemplary service while working without pay during the government shutdown on Thursday. And, Noem stopped by, speaking to reporters in front of a press conference at Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport, and turned to present about a dozen TSA agents with the checks. Secretary shook each of their hands. She passed out envelopes containing their $10,000 bonuses,
wow, man.
And which was all in crypto, which was kind of different.
Mm.
It said Trump crypto.
Yeah.
$10,000.
Probably took half out for taxes.
Or more than that.
Or more, yes.
Because it's a bonus.
Hey, I would take whatever I could get.
No, I think it was in check form.
You got $37.50 for me, I'm taking it.
Well, I do, yeah. But for you to cash that check, I have a friend who's a prince in Africa.
Oh, really?
So yes. You're going to have to give me $80 to make sure I can get that $37.50 to you.
I can't believe people still fall for that stuff.
No,
it is crazy.
Crazy.
But that
it
is
really
awfully
is.
Cool, though. And, you know, and if you have, yes, I get your point from earlier. It's your job. You were doing your job.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Mm-hmm.
With some folks not showing up, there are those who probably have gone far and above. And while that seems like a lot, that's probably a big percentage of their salary, it's still a nice gesture.
President Donald Trump recommended a $10,000 bonus for air traffic controllers who worked during the shutdown as well. But I haven't seen him hand out any checks yet. When asked by Fox News' Laura Ingraham about where the money would come from, Trump said, I don't know. We'll get it from someplace.
That's what Trump does.
Well,
you know.
I mean, he didn't have the answer with him in that moment. Instead of doing a tap dance, he's like, I don't know, we'll find it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, I always get the money from someplace, regardless, it doesn't matter. We did a lot of, I do a lot of bonuses for people because it's really something like, you know, it's like the American way when you think about it. The checks given to TSA agents on Thursday were from carryover funds from fiscal year 2025, according to an internal memo from DHS. All right.
There you go.
Those folks that received those checks are happy. Now, was that just for show? Was it just literally a few of them? Because there's a lot of TSA people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Think about every airport and major airports and just gate after gate and all the checkpoints and
right.
That's a lot.
I was reading, I guess, some details on a related story to that, and it seemed like there were things that people were like, you know, going seriously the extra mile or two to make sure people got where they were supposed to go, or doing extra things for them, not necessarily that would have been just part of your everyday job. And so maybe that was taken into consideration.
It's nice when you're trying to smuggle alcohol, you know, onto the plane and they catch you. But they're like, you know, if you go ahead and guzzle that real quick and you know, you get on the plane. I mean, it's so nice.
Bob, it was the pilot. You know, that's, you know. It's,
well,
just saying.
He was doing shots with us, too. That's part of the note. No, if you need extra money, you know, do what a lot of us do. Gamble, but... see, that's not guaranteed. So if you're going to gamble, cheat, I guess would be my advice.
Well,
no, there's a price to pay there, too. Cleveland Guardian star pitcher, I told you the story initially a while ago, Emmanuel Clase, Remember, he was implicated in some of this gambling, scamming, gambling, working with others, saying, hey, man, I'll throw a ball and you bet on a ball. He pleaded not guilty Thursday to charges that he took bribes to help gamblers win bets on his pitches. The 27-year-old reliever was released on $600,000 bond following an appearance in a federal court in Brooklyn. Clase also surrendered his passport and was ordered to limit his travel to New York and Ohio, refrain from gambling, and submit to GPS monitoring.
Wow.
The three-time All-Star and two-time American League Reliever of the Year was arrested and taken into custody earlier Thursday at John F. Kennedy Airport after arriving on a flight from his native Dominican Republic. Clase, dressed in a dark blazer and jeans, didn't speak in a court other than to answer the judge's yes or no questions through a Spanish interpreter. He didn't comment to reporters after the proceedings. And his teammate, Luis Ortiz, who was also implicated in the alleged scheme, pleaded not guilty on Wednesday. Both are due back in court on December 2nd. According to prosecutors, the two accepted thousands of dollars in bribes to help two unnamed gamblers in their native Dominican Republic win at least $460,000 on bets placed on the speed and outcome of their pitches.
See, Bob, they were just helping the poor. They don't need the money. They're helping their friends back home.
Yeah, well, yeah. 460 grand to go a long way in the Dominican Republic, I think.
Big time.
But, yeah. Now, I, how do you just grab someone and shake them and tell them to snap out of it? I mean,
yeah.
This pitcher, Clase, he's in his fourth season of a $20 million five-year contract.
And you're going to do something for a few thousand dollars?
Yeah.
Give your friend $400,000.
Yeah.
And nobody goes to jail. Well, that was the thing. Because of the money he makes is why they considered him a flight risk. That's why they did the restrictions on him and did the whole tracker. Because that was, the guy's got millions of dollars. He's from the DR. He could disappear. So that's why they did that.
You know, money, greed, fame, all those things, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that changes people. They can't handle it. I don't know. I mean, you come from the Dominican Republic. This is like every kid's dream from there, to make it in the major leagues. And you made it.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally living the dream of dreams.
$20 million contract.
And I think you're right. I bet you it does have to do with really trying to help out maybe somebody you grew up with or the guy's dad. And it's like, come on, man. We figured out a thing. There's no way you can get in trouble.
Uh-huh.
You're just throwing pitches.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm doing the gambling.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
If it feels a little uncomfortable, it probably may be the wrong thing to do. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, just because you make that kind of money doesn't mean you're smart.
No. Well, look at all the jocks that come from nothing, and you put them through college. You know, they prop them up, they get them through college, they get the big deal, whether it's football, basketball, and then they're getting caught doing stupid criminal stuff. It's like, well, just because they went to college and they got a pro gig doesn't change who they are in the sense of their morals and values. Now they're rich. They got a bunch of yes men around them. It's probably going to magnify it.
Well, and it depends on, that's a tough world, too. You're very lonely because you're very wealthy and you don't have a support system.
Right.
So you go, well, I could have these, wealthy, successful people around me, but they could take advantage of me because they're so smart.
Uh-huh.
Or I could have these dummies around me, people that I knew from my childhood,
my
that
friends.
I can trust.
Who will still get you in trouble like they did when you had nothing, and you got more hanger-ongers, honors.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you do is you hire one guy, and he's in on all the interviews when you're hiring the smart people.
Yeah.
And the one guy is big and scary looking. And and in the interviews, you go, if you cheat me out of one penny, lie to me,
mm-hmm.
this guy, he's going to handle it for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got it? You understand how that works?
I think we're
on the same page here?
Maybe a good plan. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I have all the answers.
Oh, yeah.
Until I win the lottery.
Mm-hmm. I'll help you spend it. I'm here for
you. That
is
so nice.
I am here for you.
Would you give me sound guidance? Because I believe you're a man of integrity.
I've taught you into buying stuff when you didn't have the lottery winnings.
That's what I'm worried about.
Oh.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got a ton of stuff to talk about. But it's the weekend. Happy, happy Friday. 97.3 The Sky. A little GNR.
Oh, yeah.
Get your weekend going. Good morning. Happy Friday. What's up? What's happening? What's going on, man? Did I say it was 751? Yeah, let's call it 752. What the heck?
Yeah.
Let's get it going. Sun has started to rise. It's going to be another day in paradise.
Nice.
It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. How you doing, Greg?
Doing great.
Did you know that... We realize how busy people are on the Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place.
I think I knew that.
Now free on the Odyssey app. It was always free, but yeah. It sounds better. Sounds more compelling.
Oh, yeah.
Or wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. It's a nice tool and an option to have. People travel. They go out of town. They go, missed you, man. I'm like, get the podcast, man. Come on.
It's that easy.
Come on. I have so much cocaine for you. Come and enjoy, everybody.
Excuse me? What was that?
It says 13 tons of cocaine were seized from a ferry.
Oh. Wow. What
am I not making fun of anyone? It's in the story.
Oh. Makes sense to me.
Panamanian authorities announced that they have arrested 10 people and seized 13.2 tons of drugs from a U.S.-bound ferry in the Pacific on Monday.
Where was he hiding all that?
Below deck. Prosecutor Julio Varillo.
Easy for you to say. All of our Hispanic listeners are going, Bob, Villarreal. What are you doing?
It's probably just Villarreal, but yeah. I'm trying to make it, you know, Julio Villarreal.
This is why you're Irish.
Hi, laddie. Said that the operation was one of the biggest in Panamanian waters to date, telling reporters on Tuesday that the 13 tons of drugs were, in this case, cocaine.
Oh, wow.
Dun, 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 dun. The Panamanian prosecutor's office shared several photos of the alleged drugs on social media posts, adding that a total of 11,562 drug packages were seized containing
specific?
It's drugs. It's cocaine. They got 13 tons, and it's busted. And
yeah, came from a ferry.
I just wondered if they were going to say anything about, you know, contain a certain amount of fentanyl or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just think it would be like interesting to know if, you know, why would you kill all your customers? I guess there's something I have difficulty understanding.
I know, unless they just are so convinced they'll find more.
Although I guess if you were a heroin dealer, you know, it's just a matter of time.
Well, true, because they're going to off themselves OD and somehow, you know,
yeah,
dirty needle, whatever. You know,
yeah, right. It's not a healthy lifestyle.
No.
Not that it being like a cokehead is either.
Yeah,
but
that's the old phrase, pick your poison. I guess that's where it comes from.
Yeah, don't pick your poison.
Mm-mm.
Eat clean, drink clean, live clean.
Wait a minute, what's in that plastic tub over there, Bob?
Clean, very clean M&M cookies. Nothing but the best of...
quality ingredients.
Quality ingredients.
No fentanyl.
Bleached flour.
Oh, yeah.
Preservatives.
Yeah. Well, see, they'll keep you alive longer.
That's what I'm thinking, or at least I'll look good when I'm
You'll
not alive
look
any
good longer.
Yeah. A statement by U.S. Catholic bishops acknowledges that governments have the legal right and moral duty to curb migration for the common good. Oh, why, thanks for your input. We really needed that. Mm-hmm. We really needed that from people who, at their headquarters, live in their own city behind a giant guarded wall, the Vatican.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they say, hey, it's okay. You want borders?
Give them a break. These were the U.S. guys.
That's true.
So they're a little, maybe being a little more realistic because they live here.
Yeah.
So
we recognize that nations have a responsibility to regulate their borders and establish a just and orderly immigration system for the sake of the common good. The statement, which was adopted on Wednesday by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops at their fall assembly in Baltimore, Maryland. Without such processes, the immigrants face the risk of trafficking and other forms of exploitation. True.
You are right, though. Those not in the U.S. tend to have a little more liberal open border policy, unfortunately.
The ones that are the most protected by the walls of the Vatican tend to be the ones that are most, that are behind the degradation of sovereign countries' borders.
Kind of ironic.
Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment guy. There's always something going on. We'll check in with him next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.